Praise be Jesus and Mary. And so in today's gospel, our Lord has this parable of the dishonest steward. When the steward's master praises him for acting prudently, obviously he doesn't praise him for his dishonesty, but he does praise him for acting prudently. And then our Lord says, "For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light." The children of this world refers to all those souls out there who don't have faith and are living only for this world. So they put all of their hope in this world and trying to find their happiness and fulfillment in this world. And now prudence is that virtue by which we know the means, the best means, to obtain the end, and then we put that means into practice. So the end here that the children of this world desire is happiness in this world, which they usually seek after by money, power, and pleasure. Okay? And so what our Lord is saying is that those souls who are living for this world know better the means and have the zeal to put in the means, to put the means into practice, to obtain that end. And he's saying they are more prudent in dealing with their own generation, that is, others who are worldly minded, than are the children of light. The children of light refers to those who have faith, those who have God's grace, and put their hope in heaven, the things to come. And so the children of light, you know, souls who are of faith, should have prudence to know the means on how to get to heaven and the zeal to put it into practice. And yet we find ourselves so lukewarm, so foolish, so imprudent in the way we live our lives. And that's what our Lord is pointing out here. We have a heavenly reward that awaits us, eternity, a happiness that fully satisfies. And yet, our Lord says, the children of this world who are working for the dust and ashes of the things of this world, which don't satisfy, are more prudent and more zealous in seeking after it. And so that brings us now to the first reading, St. Paul writing to the Christians in Philippi, and he is lamenting this fact, right? He is a pastor of souls, and he says, "For many, that is many Christians among you, as I have often told you and now tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ," right? The sufferings that we must endure to follow Christ, because he said, "Whoever wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." And so these Christians who are supposed to be followers of Christ conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ, not following him. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame, that is, in their shameful sins. Their minds are occupied with earthly things, while our citizenship is in heaven. You see that? How they're not being prudent, they're not being zealous to obtain that citizenship which is in heaven. And so this is an exhortation for each and every one of us to be prudent, to be children of light, and to live our lives in this world accordingly, so as to obtain the rewards of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.